In Psalm 63, David said, "My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips, when I remember thee upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches." To help you focus your thoughts upon God at the close of this day, we bring you this devotional meditation, From Morning and Evening, by Charles Haddon Spurgeon, the great English preacher of the 19th century. Our text for this evening is found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. If any man sin, we have an advocate. Yes, though we sin, we have him still. John does not say, if any man sin, he has forfeited his advocate, but we have an advocate, sinners though we are. All the sin that a believer ever did or can be allowed to commit cannot destroy his interest in the Lord Jesus Christ as his advocate. The name here given to our Lord is suggestive, Jesus. Ah, then, he is an advocate such as we need. For Jesus is the name of one whose business and delight it is to save. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. His sweetest name implies his success. Next, it is Jesus Christ, Christos, the Anointed. This shows his authority to plead. The Christ has a right to plead, for he is the Father's own appointed advocate and elected priest. If he were of our choosing, he might fail. But if God hath laid help upon one that is mighty, we may safely lay our trouble where God has laid his help. He is Christ, and therefore authorized. He is Christ, and therefore qualified, for the anointing has fully fitted him for his work. He can plead so as to move the heart of God and prevail. What words of tenderness, what sentences of persuasion will the Anointed use when he stands up to plead for me? One more letter of his name remains, Jesus Christ the Righteous. This is not only his character, but his plea. It is his character. And if the Righteous One be my advocate, then my cause is good, or he would not have espoused it. It is his plea, for he meets the charge of unrighteousness against me by the plea that he is righteous. He declares himself my substitute, and puts his obedience to my account. My soul, thou hast a friend well fitted to be thine advocate. He cannot but succeed. Leave thyself entirely in his hands. This meditation was taken from Morning and Evening by C.H. Spurgeon. Please listen each evening at this same time for Morning and Evening.